Today I want to speak about the investment of God. Do you know what the investment is? It is when a man takes some money and invests it in something, and later on he wants something great to be returned unto him.
Pulukelo kuswana nge mutu anga mali ahae wabe wa kenisa mwa ubatakweza business kapa business kuli izwalu lule pene yani kuli kamuso ape itaizi semu pulo wae kuli azwele pata mwa bupilo bahae kuli abe hande.
Yeah, even the Chinese or the Americans, they will invest in Zambia.
Ne baba bani bavulu na ma Chinese kapa ma Americans batanga kutovata kutoweza business momwa Zambia.
You see, now God invested in mankind.
Muna mulimu wu ufile pulukelo ya hai kapa bufumu bae kulu na batu.
In Jesus Christ. I want to read you a scripture. In John 12, verse
23.
The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. So it says, unless you take one seed, and put it in the ground, and it dies, it will be alone. If I put that seed and I put it here on the table, it will always just stay that one. But if I put it in the ground, it will die. But then it will bring forth many. Just like that, God made an investment. He gave his son. And then his son died. And now it's bringing forth many children of God. You see, but it, when you make an investment, there is a risk. Maybe you plant that seed and the worms eat it. Then you lost it. See, but God, He looked at the risk. And then he looked at the price. And then he said, the risk is worth, the price is worth having that risk. And that price is that God can have you and me being His children. I want to read you another scripture in John 3.
Verse
16. For God so loved the world. Or, God so loved all the people on earth.
Mane uli file kapa mulimu ulatila uli batuka ufila wa mwali fasi.
That he gave his only son.
Mane uli file mwana hae walivanda.
That whoever
kuli mutu ufika mba ufi
believe in him
yalumela
should not perish but have everlasting life. I want to rephrase that scripture and say, For God so loved all the people that he invested his son.
Mane ungele mwana hae walibanda kumutisa kuli kutoba inge atole kiswa kaba kubateko.
That whoever believe
kuli ata lumela kuyena
should not be lost.
Kaufela iti asika ala tea.
But be saved.
Kono iti abe nibupilo bobu safeli.
You see.
Mwabona.
Now many times
kono hangata ngata
we think God is angry.
Looking
for ways to punish us. But if a man takes money and invests it in a
business,
he's not looking for ways to break that business.
He's
looking for ways to make that business better.
He's
looking for a great return out of that business. He wants it to grow and become strong. So, we see that God took his only son. And he invested it in mankind. So now he is looking for ways to make us be more blessed and be strong in him.
Kuli alufe tule lubeba tuwaba lukuluhile baba itoboa kuli lubeba tuwaba lube nili tonolo kapa lube nibupilu wabu safeli wabu nde.
Okay. Now I'm gonna explain to you what it is that God has invested in us, the fruit that he wants.
Tule nibata kumitalu seza so mulimu asitokwa kuluna. So, na alumezi mwana hae waliba nda kutoluchwela.
Because many times,
kakuli hangata ngata,
we think,
luna nangakuli,
that the fruit that God wants,
kuli saba tamuli mkuluna, kapa miselo yaba tamuli mkuluna,
is to obey all the laws, and to pray all the time,
kuli nikula pela na kokau fela,
and to rebuke the sinners,
kuli nikunyaza vani,
and to look holy. But that's not the fruit that God wants from us. That's not the return that God wants from his investment. Let's go to Ephesians.
Alueni mwabuka yama Efese.
Chapter
1. My face, vuka yonu ya my face, chapter, kalulo ya 1.
And verse 18.
Ma vesi, kapa ma kalulo ya 18.
Okay. Now, before the verse 18, Paul says he is praying for the Christians.
Kale lusika bala yonabesi 18, Paulusi uvulela kuli ulapelela makreste.
And this is his prayer.
Kona tapelo ya hae.
Okay. He says, I pray that the eyes of your understanding must be enlightened.
Atoni se meto alipiru zamina kuli muzivese po yeizi mwa
That you might know what is the hope of God's calling. And what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints?
Hape muzive butuna bobu salikanyiswi wa mata hae kulu nabalumeli.
So here he's talking about the inheritance or the profit that is in us for God.
Fa uvulela butokwa kapa sesi fumane ya kulu na kapeo yani asachezi.
Okay.
Verse 19.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power?
Hape muzive butuna bobu salikanyiswi mwama atahae.
To us words that believe.
Kulu nabalumeli.
According to the working of his mighty power.
Kaze sebezwa kima atahae.
Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
Usebelize kao na kukeste, kaku muzusa kwa bafu.
And put him at the right hand of heaven.
Mia muinisa, kulabu uliola hae, mama baka kwali alimu.
Okay. Then it says, far above all other powers and strongholds.
Tuale ali, kaku fiteleza butuna kwali kakamu kana, kapa neba sesi konaku kuakanye isa mutu kapabatu.
In simple words,
kabunolo,
Paul is praying.
Paulusi ulapela kapa ulapelela.
That people, that we, the children of God,
ulapelela unabato kapabana vamulimu,
the believers in Jesus,
baba lumela kujesu kumana haye waliva ndena Jesu Kriste,
can understand
kulibakone kuutwisisa
our inheritance,
moba kona kufumane la kapa kuyola,
which is the profit that God is looking for.
Kiona sato kwa mulimu kuli, lukone batu baba kona kuyola sanda, sa muvuso wali harimu osa feli.
And that is,
mise okisona,
when he took Jesus,
hana ngire mwana hae Jesu Kriste,
from the dead,
kumuzusa kwa bafu,
and he made him alive,
amu pilisa,
and put him at the right hand of God.
Amu vea kulabu lio lahae.
When we believe,
tuale halulumela,
we are also put there.
Halulumela nilu nakau fela, lukaya kwa kulabu lio lamulimu.
So now God, when we believe,
tuale kumulimu, haba njilulumela,
he has many sons and daughters.
Ukaba menjululumela, ukaba niba nabae baba ana, nibaba sari, baba ngata.
That is at the right hand of God.
Mibakayova, kulabu uliola hae.
Righteous and holy.
Inza luliba tuwaba kedile.
It is the profit that God gains.
Yani, kona buto kwa baba tabulimu, kapakeo na profit. Kona mwalu tokuwe la kudilubate, lubeba tuwaba chincha, kapa baba chinchiwa.
It is sons and daughters in the image of God.
Kulilufetu we kubaba na bae baba ana, ni baba sari, kasi swani sosa hae.
You see?
Mwabona.
So, God was not looking for just outer deeds. It's a belief.
Kitu melo.
Because it makes us as God is inside. Let's go to 2 Corinthians.
Aluyeni mwabuka ya buveli ya makorinte.
2 Corinthians chapter 3,
Ma Korinte babuveri chapter 4, bitepela 4, kapaki, kalure ya 4.
Okay. Now in chapter 3, Paul is explaining that we no longer walk with the law of Moses.
Alusaza ma kamula wa Moshe.
With those 10 commandments.
Kamila oyani eli shumi.
Paul is saying that the commandment is bringing death.
Paulus utalusa kuri mila oyani eli shumi itisari fu.
But Jesus, He is bringing life.
Kono Jesu Kriste utisavu pilo.
But if we look at the law,
kono alutari mera kwa mulao,
we become blinded.
Lufetwa kubali bofu.
And we cannot see God for who He is.
Aluboni kuli mungavu pilo kisikamani.
But when we look at Jesus,
kono alutari maku Jesu Kriste mwanahai,
we see God for who He really is.
Lubona kuli mulimu kanti ludi kisikamani.
But and when we see God,
kono chwal alubona mungavu pilo,
we see what we look like.
Lubona kamolu inezi.
For He made us like Him.
Takuli uluezize kasiswani sosahae.
Okay. So now, chapter 4 is still part of the same letter.
Chwale, likepele, kapa chapter 4, italusa isake za kudonlofa za, kapa kutalusa kamo, misibesiswa na kuvela.
So verse 5.
Verse 5.
For we preach not ourselves,
kakuli, alui puleri,
but Jesus Christ our Lord.
Konolubulela Jesu Kriste, mulena.
And ourselves, we are your servants for Jesus' sake.
Kaluna, alui pulela luli, kiluna batanga vamina kaba kala Jesu.
So Paul is saying,
tuale Paulu siuli,
like we are saying,
sinange mulu bulelela,
we are not here to talk about us. We are here to talk about Jesus. And that makes us your servants. Because we are serving you with Jesus. Okay, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So he says, God has given this light. Of who God is. Inside our hearts. When we look at the face of Jesus. Okay. Then verse 7. He says, but we have this treasure. We have this light and this glory of God. In earthen vessels. So we, even though we come here, we minister Jesus. We tell you about this great investment God has made in you. We have this in bodies that can come sick or become broken. Verse 7
happened.
We have this treasure in earthen vessels. That the excellency of the power of this excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So we have it in these bodies. Even though we become sick, we become broken, that power is not of us, it's still of God.
Okay.
Verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed. Okay, so he's saying, we go on the boat falls, we are cold, the mosquitoes bite us, we travel but we don't have money, all those bad things happen. But we are so strong in the Lord. Because we've got that power of God in us. Okay, verse 12 again.
Verse 12.
So then, death works in us, but life in you. So, what that scripture is saying, even though we come here, and we may become sick, even Jerry or other ministers of the gospel, even yourselves, even though we walk and we, this body is fragile. And we struggle on the earth with difficult things. When we preach this gospel, it brings life in you. The life that God gave when He gave His Son. And vested in us when we believe. Yes. I want to read John 3 verse 16 once again.
Nivatakuvala hape, Johan, mwaningolola Johani, 3, verse 16, hape.
For God so loved the world.
Kakuli mulimu ulatileli fasi aulu.
He does not say,
Abulelikuli.
God was angry,
mulimu nanye mile,
or hated,
kapa na.
It says God so loved the world. God so longed for the world. God so longed for you and me. To be with Him. That He gave His only possession. He invested everything He had. Now if a man takes everything he has and invests it in something, he will put all the power he has into making that thing work. So, when God took everything He had, which was Jesus Christ,
He
and He invested it in man. He will use all His love and all His power to tell you and the people out there, the people in the bar, the people that are stealing, about this great investment. And tell them about the prophet that is in them. To tell them that they can also be with God now. Because He's done all the work. He has given all the money to bring this business of righteousness. They don't have to bring their money or their deeds.
They
can just come and have part in that business of God.
Paul prayed that
we might understand.
And
that is what we are praying.
That's
why we travel many thousand kilometers.
We want
you to understand
that
God invested His Son.
And
when you believe it,
that
investment becomes part of your property.
You become an
owner of the nature and the being of God.
Then
you have the being of God inside you.
You know,
you don't no longer have to try to be holy.
You
no longer have to pray to please God.
You are
already as holy as you can ever be.
You
can never be more blessed than now.
You
have all the blessedness of God.
You are
already fully prosperous.
You
don't need more money.
Or
anything else. God is your prosperity.
Amen.
And it brings all the other things.
We don't
have to try to look holy. God is bringing forth our holiness.
It's
His business now.
Amen.
His investment is
you. Amen. And
he has a great importance in that business.
So he is
going to make it work.
We don't have
to try to make it work. So if somebody tells you there's a problem with your salvation,
don't
worry. God is at work.
You
cannot fall.